Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to fail. May's CPI price increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at a 40-year high. Shelter, gas, and food are all up once again. The Biden administration is spending $331 million to fight food insecurity in Latin America and the Caribbean, with more efforts still to be announced this week at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The United Nations World Food Program reports the number of severely food insecure people increased by over 500,000 after Russia was allowed to invade Ukraine. Many countries in the developing world are highly reliant on Ukraine's wheat, sunflower oil, and other exports that are now being blocked by Russian soldiers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
NATO member Norway has terminated its 20-year-old contract for 14 NH-90 maritime helicopters, citing delays, errors, and time-consuming maintenance, and they won a full refund valued at $525 million. The helicopters are built by NH Industries in France. Officials are still considering what to do with the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
After a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, at Robb Elementary School last month, Uvalde School Superintendent Hal Harrell says teachers and students will not be returning to the campus where the shooting took place.
As far as the future of that site, there are discussions about what that will look like. As we move forward as a community, we'll have some community input to help determine what that looks like for our community and moving forward.
He says law enforcement will be assigned to each campus being used for summer school.
That's Jim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The good folks at M&M Mars in Lancaster County, not too far from Hershey, Pennsylvania, had a genuine chocolate disaster on their hands Thursday. Two people got trapped in a chocolate vat, and rescuers had to use the Jaws for Life to get them out. The two are doing okay at last report. As violence and mob mentality has become a nuisance in America, their thought is, whomever can scream the loudest wins. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York and a candidate for the governor of New York, told Newsmax Thursday the Biden administration has subtly encouraged violence against members of the Supreme Court by not condemning the release of their private addresses.
They've actually made statements protecting the doxing of the Supreme Court justices. When the addresses were released, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room and defended it. When their supporters were starting to form outside of the homes of these justices, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room delivering the official position of President Biden and the White House and the administration and defended it. So I believe that this isn't just an example of complicity through silence, but actually what they have said, I believe, leaves them in many respects directly responsible. When you look at, you know, folks like Maxine Waters, and other congressional Democrats who
right.
encourage physical confrontation, you start owning this when your supporters take these types of actions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
we're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We have the former Florida State legislator, former Air Force Captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity. Mike Hill joins us now. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for having me on this show. It's always a pleasure.
Well, before we talk about the number one issue right now, we still have that 800,000-pound gorilla called voter integrity that we're still dealing with, and the midterms are just around the corner. Are you confident that what happened in the 2020 election has been healed and that we can count on a free and fair election in the midterms?
No, I'm not confident of that, Bill. And the reason why I'm not is even though there's been ample evidence to show that fraud did exist in that 2020 election at many different levels, particularly at the presidential level, but at the state and county level also, that fraud took place. But because there was no retribution for the actions that were taken, no one was held accountable, at least not yet to date. Mm-hmm. I think that that simply emboldened those on the left to think, yes, we can do it again because nothing is going to happen. And that's the sad part about it. We've had some states that have passed election integrity laws, but they need to make sure there are teeth behind them so that those who commit these crimes are held accountable.
Well, it's interesting, Mike, to your point here, there was a lot of discussion about Dominion and the hardware, and that has gone, deathly quiet and almost acceptable. I know that here already in Georgia, which there was a lot of controversy about the Dominion machines, they were utilized in the recent primaries.
That's right. Exactly. And it was shown explicitly by a number of, I would say, experts that those Dominion machines can be hacked, that the votes are not necessarily accurate or reflect what the voters wanted. And again, it was shown to be used in this, as you say, the last election there in Georgia. And so that's why I say those who cheated and did not face any accountability for it were simply emboldened to try it again. You know, here in Florida, we had Dominion and the Eric machines. Mm-hmm. And Eric was also shown to be susceptible to being hacked. And there hasn't been anything that says we will no longer use those. So back to your original point, am I confident that in these midterms that there will not be fraud? The answer is no. I'm afraid it still might be there. And we have to be vigilant about detecting it and calling it out.
Well, the old saying, all's fair in love and war in politics, seems to be the case, because just like what they did in the 2020, they're buying out time. They got their guy in the White House, and here we are. The American people are suffering as a result of the policies of the left, which is, you know, on its face is just so wrong on so many levels, Mike, because here are the Democrats in their own primary talking to their own constituency. Only a third of the Democrats would go along with the policies. And now you put them in charge and they act as if Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and company act as if they had a mandate. And, you know, people are really, you know, they're a bit confused. They're disheartened about this. Nobody wants to talk about it. And God bless Dinesh D'Souza and his movie, 2000 Mules, that's bringing to light the things that have been out there since November of 2020, but that our politicians are ignoring. And they want to spend time on this faux, you know, this faux hearing on January 6th, patriots who are being locked up because they were taking a stand to say, wait a minute, there's something wrong about this election, right?
That's right. We have in America right now political prisoners who are in jail, some of them in solitary confinement, for a very bogus claim that they were creating an insurrection to overturn this government. It is a travesty, and it's a shame that it is happening right now. But what we have are those on the left, the Democrats. They don't care about being just. They don't care about being righteous. As you said, their ends justify the means. Mm-hmm. As long as we are in power and can do what we want, then let's go about doing it. And they have. It is totally corrupt. We see what's happening on so many different levels here in the United States, which is a total disaster, and it is affecting every American. We see the price of gas at astronomical levels, and they predict it's going to go higher, where the national average is going to go over $5 in July and possibly $6 in August. Total disaster. Inflation so rampant that the cost of just buying food and basic necessities are out of reach for a lot of people right now. And we see our borders being open where the drugs are coming in. That it's not just people who are trying to flee impoverished countries, which, by the way, is not justification for us allowing them in, but they're fleeing their current situation, coming here, but they're being joined by drug cartels. Fentanyl has become such a disaster. The United States right now, the overdose of that, of people dying as it comes across our border, the Biden administration and Democrats in particular are an utter disaster right now in the United States.
It's amazing. We're pointing fingers at China for their human abuse, and this amounts to human abuse, doesn't it? I mean, with all the sex trafficking and that's taken place, I mean, this has been a windfall profit time that the Joe Biden administration has enjoined themselves with the Mexican cartels. Amazing when you think about it, Mike.
It is. And, you know, and sadly, we had this shooting that took place not too long ago in Uvalde, Texas. And, again, we don't know all the details because they're still coming out, but I read something recently that perhaps the young man, the deranged young man who performed that horrific shooting was possibly an illegal alien. And so we have people coming across this border committing horrific crimes, and we have an administration and Democrats who do not want to do anything about it. And I'll add, sadly, Bill, that we're not hearing enough from those on the Republican side screaming about it, if not daily, to put a stop to it. Now, we'll hear these sound bites here and there, but this needs to be stopped, and it needs to be called out for the catastrophe that it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is every state in the union has experienced death by illegal immigrant. Not one state has been saved. And so, you know, what is it going to take, Mike? When is enough enough here that the American people, citizens of this country, are supposed to put up with in relying on a government, and certainly the President of the United States, whose two primary functions are the national security and the border security of this country, and he is MIA. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from the former Florida State Legislator, Mike Hill, after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Mike Hill, the former Florida State Legislator, former Air Force Captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity. Mike, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the shootings and the crime the rise in crime. It's number three right now amongst expectant voters. This is how high and rising that the issue of crime in our cities has become.
That's right, Bill. We see from recent polls that the number one concern or issue for Americans are the rising gas prices. Number two was inflation. And then number three is the rising crime that we are seeing. And we don't have an administration right now that has answers for any of those. The answers, of course, we know what would fix it, but they are unwilling to do it. The rising gas prices can simply be fixed by opening up the Keystone Pipeline to start granting the leases for drilling for oil and gas that were already in place. That would very quickly reduce these gas prices. Inflation is going to be harder to solve because they spent so much money. And that is the cause of inflation. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. Inflation is caused by the government printing and spending too much money and putting it into our capitalist system. But crime is something that can be taken care of very quickly. And how we can do that, Bill, is we need to stop these leftist district attorneys, these prosecutors, from being so soft on crime, where people are just recently, this young man used a car to hit a mother and her baby. I think it was in California, Los Angeles area.
Right.
And the weak district attorney there didn't even charge them with attempted murder. Instead, gave them a lesser crime to where he will go to a juvenile camp for about 5 or 6 months. That's outrageous. We need to stop this nonsense of being soft on crime right now.
Yeah, we're reaping what we're sowing here. And the thing is, when you talk about the government, it's not so much what they can do. It's just if they got out of the way. I mean, they're impeding, you know, progress. They're impeding the markets right now with their policies. But this was typical. You know, we saw this happen 8 years with Barack Obama and Joe Biden. So this is a repeat of what we experienced for 8 years, and we complained about it then. Instead of just freeing up the markets, let the markets respond naturally, and then we can begin to, you know, move the needle on even the inflationary issues, because there's nothing like progress, there's nothing like productivity that will go a long way in solving some of this problem. But, you know, when you have governments who think high and mighty that they can actually do something about it, I mean, history tells us time and again, Mike, I mean, we go back to the beginning of this great country of ours, and when the government comes in and gets in the way, it's kind of like what Ronald Reagan surmised when he says, hey, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. Well, no, don't. don't even knock on my door. Just stay away, would you please?
Exactly, Bill. If they would just get out of the way, that human action, as described by Ludwig von Mises in his book, Human Action, will take care of itself. That when the less government intervention you have, the more you allow people to be free, the more prosperous that society becomes. We have seen it time and time again. And to your point that we saw what went wrong during 8 years of the Obama administration. And I remember Obama saying, how is Donald Trump going to fix this? He's going to wave a magic wand?
Yes.
No, the magic wand is getting government out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw the tremendous success that President Trump had by cutting taxes and removing unnecessary regulations and how much it worked. And they panicked. They knew that they could not win this next election without cheating. And they put that grand scheme into place, and we saw the results of their cheating, which, by the way, wasn't done just by the left alone. They had help from the Chinese Communist Party doing that, because Trump was putting the Chinese Communist Party also in its place. They were on the verge of having an economic collapse that they would not be able to sustain, that the people in China would rise up against the CCP because it's not working. And so they didn't want Trump back there either. And so sure enough, here's Biden. I think I read this last week. He's looking at lifting some tariffs on China that he thinks is going to fight inflation. Lifting those tariffs is going to help China. It is going to help some consumers because of having some lower prices in those commodities. But in the long run, it is going to hurt both inflation and the people of this country. So the left is well aware of that. And that's why they knew they had to cheat. And I believe, as I said earlier, they're probably going to try it again unless we can hold them accountable.
Right. It's power and control. And all you have to do is look at who benefited from the election of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. It's quite clear. You know, corporate America, the communist Chinese, Iran, you might even say North Korea, others, because of the pressure that Donald Trump and his administration was doing. The cartels, I mean, the cartels have flourished so well. I mean, it's like Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels because they've made a ton of flipping money since Joe Biden came into the White House.
And they've become more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading
yes.
now that as they come across the border, they have colored wristbands on, telling them where to go, how they are to get not only here illegally, but once they arrive here, where they are going to go in the United States.
Exactly.
The Biden administration is still flying and busing these people all over the United States, dropping them off in our community, and now they become our problem.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, you have to pay for their health care, their education, their housing. And the Biden administration doesn't care. Now, we saw where Governor Abbott in Texas was moving some people to the Washington, D.C. area. And I know Governor DeSantis in Florida was doing the same, but it was too little and not enough. And the fact that they had to volunteer to want to do it is only more, I think, political theater.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
That's right. I agree with Governor, contender Kerry Lake in Florida, saying we're going to build that wall. We're going to finish it. Texas should do the same thing.
Exactly. Mike Hill, 2 minutes left here, and I did want to address, what the data on gun control and what's being debated. I mean, supposedly there's a bipartisan issue. Even the Democrats don't want Joe Biden involved because he is so confused on messaging. It is a total mess. It's no wonder people are really confused, because even the ADL data, as you write about, on right-wing extremist violence is fraudulent. This information out there is... It's unfortunate. It is confusing the issue. And whenever we get caught, chasing statistics and some of this other reasoning from these interest groups, we miss out on the point. I mean, the point is our Second Amendment is intended for a specific purpose. And when we lose sight of that, then we think it can be manipulated, and then we end up with unintended consequences, don't we?
Absolutely. And not only is the Second Amendment there for specific purposes, number one, to protect ourselves, our family, and our property, but also to protect us from a tyrannical government.
Exactly.
And we saw in Australia and New Zealand why you do not give up your guns, because of the COVID lockdowns that they did. But even a bigger picture to that bill is every elected official, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or what, you say an oath of office. That I solemnly swear, support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And when you took that oath, it was a very serious and solemn oath. And if you break that oath by infringing upon the Second Amendment, then I believe you have perjured yourself.
Amen. He's the former Florida State Legislator, former Air Force Captain, Air Force Academy graduate, and proponent of election integrity. Mike Hill has been with us. Mike, thank you as always. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index released Friday morning indicates the U.S. economy continues to fail. May's CPI price increase is another 1%. 8.6% inflation is now at a 40-year high. Shelter, gas, and food are all up once again. The Biden administration is spending $331 million to fight food insecurity in Latin America and the Caribbean, with more efforts still to be announced this week at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The United Nations World Food Program reports the number of severely food insecure people increased by over 500,000 after Russia was allowed to invade Ukraine. Many countries in the developing world are highly reliant on Ukraine's wheat, sunflower oil, and other exports that are now being blocked by Russian soldiers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got America's Money Answers Man. Yes, he is with us. The one and only Jordan Goodman, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And, boy, he's the... Are you the oil guru now? I mean, you know everything all about oil.
Yes.
I mean,
well, that's what's driving personal finances these days, is what people are having to pay at the pump, which is rapidly approaching $5 at a national level, which is the first time ever.
Yes, exactly.
Oil, crude oil.
Yeah, California's racing to 10. They want to be number one. They want to be up to $10 a gallon.
The pumps don't even go that far. The pumps go to $9.99, so they're going to have to put a little one in front of it. So it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. Well, I heard they were retrofitting. They were already sending guys there with screwdrivers and doing their adjustments. So they, you know, it's like Y2K all over again, gasoline style.
Yes. So this is really impacting a lot of people. People are freaking out now. It's costing them well over $100 to fill their gas tanks. And it's affecting people's travel plans to some extent. Businesses are really getting hit by it. You're seeing retailers, for example. But, you know, cost of transportation, getting the goods to the stores is a big part of what they're doing here. So it really, really is having a wide impact. Meanwhile, in the crude world, crude is now over $120 a barrel. And OPEC is not about to produce very much more to make up for the shortfall from Russia, which is 4.5 million barrels a day. So this is what's really driving the markets right now.
Why wouldn't OPEC juice it up a little bit? I mean, this could be a windfall for them, could it not?
They like these high prices. No, they're not feeling. I mean, they had a choice. They had a meeting a week ago, and they specifically decided, no, they're not going to increase production much at all, maybe 500,000 barrels. I mean, we're losing 4 million barrels from Russia. Now, where is the real oil to fill the gap? United States. Okay. We have the oil here. We were producing almost 14 million barrels a day, and now we're now down to about 10 to 11, something like that. That's because of all the policies that discourage drilling in various ways. Environmental rules, taking public lands off of lease, canceling leases in the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska, the Keystone Pipeline. I could go through a series of things that have made it difficult and expensive and politically incorrect, I guess you might say, to drill for oil.
Exactly. Well, and the president, his administration, thinks that America doesn't understand the problem. They just, you know, he just keeps telling them, he goes, well, don't blame me, blame Putin, right? And yep. We go, wait, well, what about your policies? Well, no, Putin. Putin trumps the policies.
Putin added accelerants to what was already a bad situation. I mean, taking the Russian oil off the market has clearly exacerbated the oil price. But oil prices were going up well before Russia invaded Ukraine in February. This has just added to it. It made us in a very weak position, us to some extent, but Europe much more so, because Europe is so dependent on Russian oil and gas. They're now trying to wean themselves away from it. It's not going to be easy. Prices, you think the bad prices are here that are bad, they're soaring in Europe dramatically. It's
exactly.
Really impacting their economies very, very badly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, here it is. You've got poverty. You talk about an accelerant. What happens in America doesn't stay in America. I mean, the dominoes start falling, and it impacts these countries around the world. And they can only hope to be third world countries, not end up into, you know, even a worse situation than a third world country, right?
Not only oil, but food. We were having major food shortages in what we call the third world. Maybe it's going to become the fourth world because there are going to be literally millions of people dying of starvation and not being able to afford fuel. So this is the
outcome. And, of course, Russia's stealing all the wheat, and Russia steals all the wheat from Ukraine?
Not all of it, but I see they have been doing shipments of wheat. They do steal the wheat and try to sell it. The Russians have no morals whatsoever. They're selling their oil to China and India that seem to be happy to get a bargain. So they have no morals whatsoever about this. But we've set ourselves up for this situation, Bill, by not fully producing U.S. energy. We were energy independent. Well, we are not any longer.
Exactly.
In fact, President Biden's going to go to Saudi Arabia and probably genuflect in front of the king and say, will you please give us more oil? We should not be in that position.
Well, and how does the Saudi king talk to him when he's been bad-mouthing oil to such a degree? I mean, you know, and I want what you have, but meanwhile, I've been spending the last 2 years bad-mouthing it, saying, well, we don't want anything to do with fossil fuels, and we're all green. I mean, it's like, how do you do that? I don't know if there's enough kissing to make up for that.
There'll be a lot of kissing, but I don't think the Saudis are actually going to increase production that much. The other places that have swing production are our good friends in Venezuela and Iran.
Oh,
so
yeah, exactly.
We'll make up to them as well. That's where the swing production could come from. So it's a pathetic situation. Even if they turned on a dime, which they're not going to do, it would take a while to ramp up U.S. production again.
I was going
to
say.
It's not, you don't exactly. Just turn a dime and then all these oil wells start flowing and these pipelines start being built. We had a lot of momentum. Yeah. We had energy independence at the end of the Trump era, and we've pretty much thrown that away. And now you're seeing the results of it, not only domestically, but worldwide.
Well, it could get so painful that they do this. They try to turn on a dime, but what kind of confidence are these oil companies going to have with a government that has thrown them under the bus?
Exactly. I mean, it's a combination of the government and, frankly, shareholders are saying, we don't want you to drill that much more. We want you to be returning the profits that you're earning now in the form of higher dividends and share buybacks. And that's why the oil stocks are doing so incredibly well right now, because they're listening to shareholders. So there's that pressure, and then there's the government pressure. I mean, in the long run, whatever, 40 years from now, yes, we should be solar and wind and biomass and all these wonderful things, hydrogen. But the so-called transition is going to be a very long-term transition. And if we don't drill enough here, this is really going to hurt the economy. It already is hurting the economy. But if we have shortages of oil, this is like an oil shock. This is all feeling very much like the 1970s now, Bill.
Sadly, it is reminiscent. I mean, all we need is alternate days of going in and going to the gas station, and that may be coming soon, huh?
I think so. You're already seeing gasoline stations empty. I mean, it's not only the prices have gone up, but there are shortages. We have not built a refinery in this country since 1976. Okay, so refining capacity is very tight. And as people drive more, we're now in the driving season. Airplanes are flying, boats, trucks are going. And the other thing that's a swing factor is that China is finally coming out of their COVID lockdown. There's going to be a huge new demand for energy as well. So demand is up, supply is restrained and coming down. That's why prices are going to keep going up. I think we get at $150 a barrel oil by midsummer.
Can we talk recession here? I mean,
yes, we can.
Janet Yellen was on the Hill going, oh, man, you know, I mean, here she is. One time ahead of, you know, she was a Fed chief and all these years of economic expertise. And my goodness, I mean, it was, you know, it was like, wait a minute, is that Janet Yellen or, you know, AOC that's talking here?
Basically, she said there's nothing we can do. That's what it came down to. Which is pretty pathetic for our policymakers.
So, good luck, huh?
You're right. I mean, when you have oil prices go up this much, it takes money out of people's pockets to pay for oil that they would normally be spending on other things, and you're already seeing that. You're seeing a retail slowdown, and retail sales have come in lower than expected, and there's been earnings warnings at Walmart and Target. They've got too much inventory now. It's because people don't have the money to spend on that stuff because they're spending it on oil and food.
Exactly. Well, they don't have the gas money to get to the store. I mean, Walmart and everybody in Target, they're going to have to send out, you know, caravans to go pick people up and bring them to the store.
Well, maybe DoorDash will have more home deliveries again. We're going to go back to the COVID era, but for a different reason. People are going to stay at home because they can't afford to go out.
Unbelievable. So are we going to be full-blown recession? Do we need another quarter to realize that we're in a recession?
I don't think we're going to have it this year. This is going to take a toll. But,
really, you don't think this year?
I don't think we're going to be in full two quarters of negative growth is what they call it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, America is dealing with the high gas prices and empty shelves, and they want their mean tweets back. They are
exactly.
Happy to exchange that. Just saying. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance, has been with us as always. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is our website. Always glad to help you folks, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, patience is tough, isn't it, huh? You know, when you see all the madness and craziness, you're going, when? When are we going to be able to see the truth really for what it is? There's no doubt that there are forces that are doing everything they can to control the narrative and to keep the truth from us. This is why this show exists, frankly. What now, 13, almost 14 years ago, when this opportunity came about, it was like, okay, if we're going to do this, then we have to really drill down in the truth, because we felt even then it was missing so much from the media and just everyday conversation. I mean, even now, I mean, I rankle so often in watching newscasts on a nightly basis, even what, you know, was said in the J6, you know, committee hearing last night that we had to endure. You know, they throw out words like insurrection, you know, so casually. I mean, there's a reason why words like that are used, why they call everyday Americans deplorables, you know, domestic terrorists. This is all to set us up so that when they choose to, you know, let the full force of the governmental hammer jump and dump upon our heads like the sword of Damocles, they're all justified, because the entire nation has been conditioned, if not the world conditioned, to believe that anybody that doesn't agree with the ruling class and their, you know, their predicted mantra or their specific mantra at the time, you're going to be subject to, you know, political imprisonment, so to speak. Like, that's not happening right now, right? Well, Jeff Dickens is with us. He is the Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. Hey, Jeff, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to talk about what the media is not doing for us. I mean, we're one of the biggest stories has been what's been happening at Supreme Court justices' homes. And, of course, Brett Kavanaugh, you know, you get a 1 o'clock in the morning event that took place. And, you know, you almost hear crickets from all these mainstream news where there was an attempted assassination of said justice, right?
Yeah, you know, that's true. You can imagine how different the coverage would be if it had been Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. When it's conservative justice, it's like crickets. It's like, and the protests are still going on, and then the media is sort of just ignoring it. And here you have a situation where they caught a man who was threatening to kill Kavanaugh. He had a gun and everything.
And, of course, the mainstream media doesn't want to associate the words of Chuck Schumer, who a year and a half ago threatened the judges. I mean, blatantly. I mean, you talk about something is, I mean, that was so directive as opposed to, you know, President Trump telling people, OK, go to the Capitol and protest peacefully. You know, that's what he said, almost word for word, whereas you get, you know, the leader of the Senate, he, at the time he was the minority, but now the majority leader making such a statement, and there's no, you know, there's no, hey, look it, I got carried away, I probably shouldn't have said anything, we need to dial back the rhetoric. And then what you hear is, oh, it happens on both sides. You know, like there's some sort of political equivalent that gives them some interference and a lack of accountability, I guess.
Yeah, and it's the double standard that we see in the media all the time, and that we document here at newsbusters.org. You know, hey, how about what about, for example, the son of a president?
Yes,
who has gotten all sorts of scandals, both financially corrupt scandals as well as salacious scandals. And, you know, I think the news media, they love a good story. Yet when it's the son of a Democratic president, they seem to ignore it. Whereas if it was Donald Trump Jr. and who got in trouble with drugs and prostitutes and illegal guns, they seem to ignore it.
Exactly. Well, there was also the latest news release that's not being reported by the mainstream media, speaking of Hunter and his prostitute friend who was able to get a $20,000 PPE COVID loan, right, and forgiven. I mean, I guess this was for services rendered, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, this was the Daily Wire reported this on June 6th. Yeah, one of Hunter's call girlfriends landed a $20,000 PPP loan. Also, you know, pays to have contacts, right? You know, also, Joe Biden, you know,
in more ways than one. Yes, go ahead.
Right, but also, you know, Joe Biden's sanctioned these Russian yachts that are owned by these Russian oligarchs in the wake of the attack on Ukraine, but it just happens to be two of the oligarchs that were exempted from having their yachts sanctioned, having to have hookups and connections with Hunter Biden, our Hunter Biden business partners. So,
why are we so surprised here, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you know, as you report, which is awesome here, because we're in the Hunter Biden, you know, being allegedly caught on video with a hooker while brandishing an illegal gun. Maybe some people still may have remembered that if they went to anywhere else but ABC, CBS, and NBC Evening and Morning News, because they wouldn't have heard anything about it whatsoever. So it was independent news services like ours where they may have heard about it, and other channels, cable channels that may have covered it. But ABC, CBS, NBC, notoriously 0 seconds on that. Zero. How do you get 0 seconds out? I mean, this is all by design, to your point, right?
Yeah, it's anything that's going to hurt, you know, their guy. In this case, the guy being the president of the United States, Joe Biden. They just want to sort of like bypass it and ignore it. And again, I make the contrast. Like, imagine Imagine if Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah.
was connected to these kind of things. It would be nonstop coverage. And there's stories that keep coming out of these laptop, hard drives, and they keep coming out, and the network news, ABC, CBS, and NBC News, they're ignoring it. They're not coming in at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, here it's gone from Russian disinformation to where now it's irrefutable, but even still, the fact that it is cut and clear that, in fact, it is not Russian disinformation, it, in fact, is, was one of three of his laptops. I mean, come on, give me a break. But, it is laughable, and it reduces the credibility of these networks for not reporting on it. You know, whether we're talking about, his girlfriend with a $20,000 PPP loan, as you mentioned earlier. The other thing that I'm waiting to see is that, to your point, if it was Donald Jr. or any one of the kids or maybe even a distant family member, the mainstream media would be over their skis to try to see a connection with then President Trump, whereas in this particular case, you've got two entities that we know for sure, with Hillary Clinton, with her foundation, getting all kinds of kickbacks and money, to be used and leveraged in a quid pro quo scam. And then you get Hunter and Joe Biden. These are two officials involved in the Obama administration. Does it just stop with these two, or, does Barack Obama, is his beak a little wet from, some of this incoming that's come in through his, two major supporters in his administration, his Secretary of State and Vice President?
Yes, well, you bring up a good point. When Joe Biden was vice president, and there's a quote, by the way, this is something the media could pursue because it's relevant because he's the president of the United States. He says, President Biden said, quote, "I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings." And yet, Hunter's business partner visited the Obama White House 19 times.
Exactly.
And there's from the Obama administration, the White House logs, it's right there. It's right there for ABC, CBS, and NBC news reporters to pursue it, and they're not doing it.
Well, the thing that still blows me away, Jeff, is that for the billions, or let's just say millions of dollars that he generated in these trips with his father on Air Force Two, the kid is so cheap and the dad's so cheap, they can't even buy him a separate commercial flight ticket. He has to fly on the people's dime to go do these nefarious self-serving deals. I mean, you're going to tell me, because it's not, a 30-second flight, where you're lucky to get a bag of peanuts and maybe some orange juice on the flight. I mean, these are hours and hours of flight. You're going to tell me dad and son aren't talking? I mean, this is incredulous to think that there's no conversation whatsoever. And Joe Biden's credibility is in the trash can anyway. Nobody believes him. It's not even gaffes anymore, Jeff. They're just flat out lies. And sometimes they're stupid lies. There's lies that don't matter. So it's like, how can you possibly believe this guy? And I'll go along with what another Democratic liar and senator has been noted for saying, and that is Senator Blumenthal, who said falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So if you lie in one thing, you know everything's a total lie. So where's Joe Biden's credibility at this point?
Well, he doesn't have any, but here at Newsbus, we're primarily concerned is, like, why are journalists, particularly AMC and the networks, like, why are they not pursuing these stories? They're all there. Then they refuse to report them or pursue them.
Well, it's no wonder, here it is. You got these networks that one time commanded, at least when I was growing up, way before you were an adult, they were capturing like 85% of the viewing audience. Now it's less than 50% and declining because, they just aren't trusted anymore, are they?
No, they're not. Where's the truth? Well, people, if you're not going to give them the truth, they'll find the truth somewhere else.
Well, there he is. He's the director of media analysis at the Media Research Center. Jeff Dickens has been with us. Jeff, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.